I don't know if there's enough for 30 minutes. Said your mom. I don't know what that means. Your mom's a classic lady. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but like you could have said Amy, and then it would have been a diss against me. But
yeah, but
just,
that would have been
you're
weird.
Just obsessed with moms.
It's because it's more fun to be like your mom.
Like,
and then
mom,
it's weird when you like name when you call a person out
and they're in the car and you actually know their mom.
Yeah.
Why does Kate keep turning these vents off? It's like she hates being cold or something.
I don't know.
Kate, give us money.
Kate, stop turning the vents off in my car, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, I thought we were looking for a sponsor.
Oh, I don't think that
we're always
barking up the right
I was
train.
Thinking about like, man, what if we ran a Kickstarter? Like, I was, because someone was talking about Kickstarters on one of the podcasts I listened to, and I was like,
right.
What would happen if Ethernet and or Sitsock ran a Kickstarter?
What would we do with the money?
What would we do for the prizes is what I was thinking first. But yeah, I was also
sure,
like, what
like,
would we even do with
I get
money?
That, but like, what would we do with the money?
I was trying to think of stuff like, will we get a better microphone? And it's like, I don't know.
We tried it with a better microphone. That made zero difference.
It's kind of not like that. Like, there would be nothing to do with a better microphone, you know? Like,
right.
Just as much as,
yeah, you have a big head. You know that?
I can't make it smaller.
Yeah, I know.
Something about your face, I just want to punch it.
But anyway, if you want to give us money.
We won't start a Kickstarter yet, because we need to think of some stuff. But what would Sitsock do with this Kickstarter money is the suggestion I asked the fans. Like, what our fans, your mom and dad.
So mom.
What should we do with all the Kickstarter money we don't have yet? Because that's how Kickstarters are born, right?
No.
Oh.
No, that's literally
is
the
it when
opposite.
A mommy and a daddy love each other?
No.
Oh,
no.
What is that?
Kickstarter comes about.
Is it when two molecules collide at super speeds?
No.
God, I am just off.
That's tachyons.
Tachyons? No. All right, carry on.
I'm just saying, like, the whole point of Kickstarter is you're sitting here like, I've got this great thing. I need some money to make more of the thing or make the thing happen for people.
Yeah. So,
because I've got bills I got to pay to make it happen.
What could we do to facilitate a Kickstarter for Sitsock? What kind of requirements will we need for the podcast to make a sick Kickstarter possible?
Well, I guess you could think about, let's imagine what a successful podcast, like, what's our ultimate successful podcast look like? And then let's look at the ramshackle piece of shit we have now. Fuck!
Right, successful podcasts record in a stationary environment.
Okay, well, you know, that's out.
So I just figured it out. What we would do with our money is we would create the first self-driving car that was legal on the roads.
I feel like that is probably a better sell than Kickstarter for Sitsock.
Well, that's what we put our money to. It is the Sitsock Kickstarter, but it's to make it so we don't have to drive and we just talk.
I still feel like people care more about the self-driving vehicle concept than they do about our fucking podcast.
Yeah, but that's what they're going to give us money to give to them. And we just take a small cut, like 100%. I mean, sorry, other way around.
Like, what are we missing? Why aren't we the best-selling podcast in the world?
Wow.
Or is it because we're witnessing all the crashes and car crashes, or what?
Yeah, you should put that dash cam back up. Whoa! Holy shit. That person is obviously catching Pokemon.
This is why I put the dash cam in my car, and then it stopped working correctly. And I took it out.
Look at that other guy.
And then,
zoomed in front of
all
three of them.
Yeah, he's like, fuck this shit, I'm out of here.
If only you guys, if only Kendrick wouldn't have been a
failure. I know, well... Okay, so there's one thing. We could get a decent dash cam.
Yeah, okay,
all
cool.
Right, now we've got it.
So
we could have a decent
dash
cam.
Is there any propensity for you to get a phone that would record us better? Like, is there any...
We can get an actual voice recorder instead of a phone.
Yeah, okay. But then you'd have to do editing.
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Okay.
We
so
could just get a voice recorder and start it the same way
voice
we
recorder.
Yeah.
Two things.
Okay, yeah.
We could get new tires for your car so they don't make as much noise.
I don't think that's gonna make a big difference.
Okay, that's a low list one.
Yeah.
We could re-insulate your car with like foam padding and peanuts and stuff.
This car is actually already a lot quieter than the last one.
Okay, except for when you go bah.
Yeah, but that's just sexy.
That's just sound. Oh, I just figured it out. Sound effects board.
There we go.
We could do a sound effects board.
Except I can literally afford all these things already, so why would we do a Kickstarter again?
Because it's fun to put a Kickstarter up. Because then we get to give people prizes.
What would we get for prizes? I know this is where you wanted to go, and I was just gonna wait.
We could cut off our beard hair and give it to the high level.
I don't want to do that.
Why not?
I don't want to cut my beard off.
You don't have to cut it off. You just have to trim it. Give it a little snippy snips. Sir Snips. That's what I should have called my scorpion.
Hank is a better name.
It is.
Sir Snips.
You're right. So, I could call them the clamps.
The clamps!
Can I give him the clamps?
I give him the clamps.
Oh, look, there's already an accident.
Of course. People like put their cars in each other's cars.
What would we give out for prizes? I imagine stickers would be at some level, because that fucking thing Dalton drew is amazing still to this day. It's the best logo we have on the site.
We should just make some stickers then.
Pins, you know? That would be interesting, I guess. People do
basically,
that still.
This is starting off as a Kickstarter, and it's turning into what Kendrick wants to blow money on. Now.
Yeah, I know. That's why this is a secret. It was a secret idea.
Oh, I see what you did there, you crafty little fucker.
I wouldn't say 6 out of shirts could be okay, but I feel like we need to get more popular before shirts make sense.
We're going on a scenic route.
Sounds good.
But I don't know what's going on up there, but it's stupid.
Go faster if we didn't do that.
I know.
Fair enough.
You don't know this way.
Have you been this way before?
Yep.
Okay. Kendrick's taking me to a rape spot, colloquially referred to as a rape dash spot.
I think it's more like a hyphen.
Oh, okay. I thought those were the same, but I've always...
You're not dashing here.
Ain't nobody gonna run after what I've done to you.
Yeah. What I'm looking at is that that's a green light and that's a lot of stopped cars.
Yeah, dude. Okay, so... Side note, as Sitsock does from time to time.
Stream of consciousness.
So, I was picking up my car from the shop yesterday.
Sorry.
I was on Arapahoe Road at 6 o'clock. It took me an hour to move 3 blocks. I've never been in traffic like that on the highway. Ever. And I don't care if that is your name.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand. So... Don't ever go to Arapahoe Road ever again. It's basically what I'm telling people from Colorado.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That's fair. Fair. Huh. Yeah, fair. So anyway, what other sit sock kitsch would you hand out for your Kickstarter?
We could give people tiles and then just track where they're at.
Okay. Interesting.
I mean, like, yeah. Yeah, I like that.
Interesting. So I like how the people in this lane are all idiots.
Yeah, right?
And they actually... it would have worked if it hadn't been for the dipshits that didn't go in it with a girl that got a green arrow. You feel the same.
Have you ever been to Three Noses or whatever?
Four Noses?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I have been there. We did
that's
a thing
pretty
there.
Good.
We did a thing
So, there. I don't know, man. I'm trying to think of Sitsock-related shit. Shitsock.
Kitschsock.
Kitschsock. Hmm? Oh, he's changing lanes.
Yeah, he is.
Kitsch.
V8.
Do you have a V8?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's why I always say V8.
I figured it was because you're just quoting Mad Max. I say V8 in my car all the time.
Does your car have a V8?
No, it's got it's half of that.
Like a V4?
Yeah, it's got a half of the V8. No, like down the middle. It's got an I4.
Four inline?
I4, yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Mine's got a V8.
Yeah, well, does yours get 40 miles a gallon?
No, but...
Suck my dick.
It's a V8.
Oh, okay. That's fair. We could give people, you know... Nope, I'm not going to say that on the radio. We could give people...
I don't think they'd let you do that on Kickstarter.
All right. What could we give people? High fives is always a good one.
Yeah, but then we have to be physically...
We could write their name on our podcast. Like, we would just be in the car writing people's names and they wouldn't know.
We could read them.
Yeah,
we could always
right.
read people's names
yeah.
and have, like, a dedicated 10-minute slot where we read people's
yeah,
names.
Yeah, that would be cool. That would be, like, a whole podcast
sexy,
where we could,
sexy
yeah,
nicknames
make up stories about
hey, if you ever do the Frightmare Haunted House, it's right there.
Yeah, I'm never going to go to a haunted house.
I know, but if you ever do it, it's literally
oh,
right
maybe
there.
We should talk about why I'll never go to a haunted house.
Is it because you think you'd punch somebody?
No, it's because
well, no,
the
it's
one
funny
spot...
Look at it in the daylight. It's, like, the most innocuous, boring-ass thing.
Okay, so what's the, like... Okay, they're only around once a year, right? So at the very best...
And
the
this
very,
is actually probably going to open up in about a week.
So at the very best...
Or two.
You have something that has people who don't want jobs all the time going to work there.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. The propensity for those people to be people who have could commit murder...
Criminals?
Sure, criminals. We'll call them criminals.
Yeah.
Like, because everyone else would call them criminals. But not being novel here.
Sure, yeah. I don't know why that was
we'll
special,
call them criminals
okay.
for now. The
we'll
propensity
criminals.
For criminals to be hired at those jobs is higher.
I suppose
and
that that's not
what,
untrue.
And what better time to murder someone and leave a body than at a haunted house?
In an alleyway? In an
well, no, but like, oh. but like a place where you could literally leave the body there and it looks like a prop.
In an alleyway? In
no,
Louisiana,
that's not a prop or a
New
museum.
York?
No, okay, yeah. museum I'll give you. New York, maybe, depending on
Louisiana.
Where you're at. Louisiana, you probably wouldn't find the body because Gate isn't
yeah,
going to get it.
And New York City.
But what I'm saying is, like, you could be like, and then
I would
just
say
like,
San Francisco, thinking it's a performance art kit.
Well, I don't go to those places, and I don't go to haunted houses.
Fair.
Because I don't want to get murdered by some guy like me that would go in there to murder people.
So.
It is about punching. You're right. How did you know that from the beginning?
Because I know you, Kyle.
Yeah, but like I feel it just it would be too scary for me because I'd always be like, I don't feel comfortable with
well,
like.
Well, you
latex.
Do spend most of your time running away from the people.
I guess that's fair. Okay, so like I love horror movies. I'll watch horror movies till I die. I'll listen to horror stories.
Well, you could go to a haunted house till you died.
It would be very quick because I.
Yeah, because you no, because you could get murdered. Like, yeah. You get your dream.
I have this weird thing where like I very much dislike the dress up part of Halloween. I don't like latex. I don't like fake plastic smells. I don't like makeup smells. I don't like all the feelings and things that go around Halloween. I fucking hate you if you decide to name your chicken fingers people fingers, because on that really weird off chance that you actually did kill someone and make ground up chicken and put it into fingers, I will just be unsettled. Wow. And I don't feel like you deserve to give me that unsettled feeling.
Interesting.
That's me.
Interesting.
I get to do that.
You have some very strange things in
like,
your head there.
They also do that at Keating. Like, so at Keating Hall, Keating Dying Hall, the best place to never go to.
Doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
They literally bulldozed
it. Yeah, because it was so bad.
Oh, that's not.
I know. They had that whole thing for Halloween. They're like, people fingers and human ribs and stuff. And I was like, I don't trust you enough to eat this stuff.
Keating was a special case, though. I mean, that was Sodexo.
Yeah, it was. But anyway, feel free to use that against me since I publicly denounced that.
Apparently, we're stopped here forever, and literally a dude running like an idiot is passing us.
Wow, you weren't wrong.
Yeah.
That guy is running quite like an idiot.
He's running like an idiot.
It's like when I run because I'm fat, I don't like my boobs bounce.
Yeah.
So, like, I have to do the, like, weird thing, but he's not fat enough.
No, he's just running like an idiot.
You gotta swing those arms better.
Yeah, let's tighten up those wrists.
We could give out, you know, yeah, we could
so
give
not
out
doing, you know, what
house
I'm hearing
visits.
Is not doing brand condoms since you don't eat latex. That's what I'm
No, thinking. I like, I'll use condoms, but it's
okay.
The smell of, like,
yeah, okay,
Halloween masks, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You're not supposed to breathe that in for very long.
Yeah, and yet you wear it all night.
Yeah.
Oh, peaches.
What's peaches? That looks kind of sketchy, to be honest. It's
so
like three crates.
Yeah, and they're half empty.
Where are you getting these peaches from?
We could give peaches out.
Found them. Yeah. Peaches. The yeah. No. Anyway.
We could give out that house if we owned it.
You want to buy that house?
No.
It doesn't look like it's for sale.
It looks like it's being finished.
Looks like it's very much owned by somebody.
I'm Matt and everyone.
Huh?
I just assume that all people walking along when I'm next to you are Matt Braden now.
Hey. That's definitely not Matt Braden.
I know. But he's wearing a blue shirt, and so
ladies and gentlemen, no one gets that joke.
Has it been 30 minutes yet?
God, I hope it's still recording. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, so let's see what we got here. We've got stickers,
maybe pins,
possibly pens,
possibly t-shirts. I just don't know that we're big enough.
I'm big enough to put a t-shirt on.
You could shirt Kendrick. Right? Have you ever thought about shirting a Kendrick?
For $200, you can shirt Kendrick. But then we just released, like, an iPhone app that's putting a shirt on me. But, like, it's all blurred out when
yeah,
I have a shirt
could,
on.
You could have a sit-sock app where you just put different beards on me and Kendrick.
What about an app? We could make a sit-sock app.
Like, what would it be?
I don't know, but the apps are the shit right now, right?
Right, okay. So if you get the sit-sock Kickstarter, you get free access to our app.
Yeah, you get a free app.
Free app sex.
No, you get a free app from Buffalo Wild Wings.
So it's not our app.
You get a coupon. It's expired, but you get a coupon
this
for an appetizer.
An application. Oh, okay. I get you. There was the joke.
Yep.
Hey-o. That was a really long workabout.
For a joke?
No, for this fucking detour you took us on.
I'm not done yet.
Oh, my God. You're going to go through there?
Yeah. Drive through a parking lot.
You're horrible.
No, this skips all those bullshit lights.
It's true.
If there's any dumb
that would
out
be cool
there,
though. So like,
this skips
what
all.
Would the sit-sock app be if it was like a game or something?
Well, is it a game or is it an app?
I don't know. I feel like the app would be just like I really for some reason just got stuck on the idea of putting different beards on you and me, like sitting next to each other in a car.
Yeah,
there, we just see us through the car window and you just switch our beards around.
We could probably get Dalton to draw it.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't even thinking of that. I was thinking really bad superimposed like
shitty pictures.
Yeah, there's like 100 different beards. And
I was
you can
thinking
switch
we
our
would
beards.
Have a cartoon versions of ourselves.
Okay.
What about a sit-sock cartoon?
Like, what would the cartoon be about?
I don't know. Why don't we could just... Okay. Normally you don't exit the building on a bike, but way to go, man. Way to be.
It's Bicycle Village.
Yeah, I guess I mean, I
where
guess
else
me,
would you
right?
expect someone to exit on
I
a bike?
I mean... Arby's?
Okay. Fair enough. Sit-sock cartoon. Well, okay, so now we've moved from... So you get access to the Sit-sock app. You get it for free or something.
Yeah. I feel like we're still a little bit ahead of ourselves. I think these speed bumps are new since I last did this because I didn't used to have all these. Perhaps the other people got wise to this shit. I think other people have been using this trick since I last used it. There's Hobbytown.
There's nothing in there. Actually, there is stuff.
There's a lot of stuff in there for you.
Drive me by a hobby town.
I will.
You know how many board games are in there?
A lot.
Yeah, that's a huge hobby town.
Yeah.
This isn't a fucking game.
It is literally games. And that place is fucking closed looking.
Okay, so let's do the pilot of our cartoon. Let's write the pilot of our cartoon on this app.
I think it's what we're doing right now, isn't it? I mean, like,
is our cartoon just us talking? It's like a YouTube video version of what our podcast is.
I mean,
huh? Oh, it's just someone animating all the shit we see while we're driving.
Yeah.
And it's like really weird shit. So it'd be like exactly like Game Grumps.
Stop comparing us to the people we're ripping off.
No, we're not ripping off Game Grumps.
Not we don't even have part. Games. Not in this thing.
Yeah. But Aaron broke all of our stuff, so now we can't record. He went into an Aaron rage.
Really?
No.
I was going to say, I didn't think that was
what
a
do
thing.
You think that would even be like?
I don't know.
I'm so frustrated right now.
Him politely leaving? I don't know.
Him tugging at his beard a little bit more than vigorously than normal.
Sighing in a slightly more exasperated tone. As you broke stuff.
That was the shortest light.
Yeah.
Have a man's ever seen.
Yeah.
A girl's name is the shortest light ever.
So we got stickers.
Yeah.
We've got...
possibly pins.
Pins.
They're called possibly pins because they might not exist.
Yeah. Sure. An app.
No, cartoon. You forgot Shirting Kendrick.
Shirting Kendrick, the app.
No, that's not the app.
The cartoon app.
Okay. Oh my God, you're just mixing them all together.
Reading out people's names on the podcast.
Yeah.
I still think that we need to rethink about what it is we're doing here with our lives, because we are not really even remotely close to a Kickstarter. We need, like, probably...
the fun part is that...
tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of listeners.
You are fully way overestimating the need of a Kickstarter, dude. We did a Kickstarter with 100 people the other day.
Why?
To have a player-run tournament at Worlds for LCGs.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You can do Kickstarter for anything.
I guess, but your overhead costs are just so stupid.
Nah, because you just don't run a very hefty Kickstarter. You don't have to have a lot of overhead if you're not, like, designing something. You know how easy it is to make a t-shirt?
Yeah, no, I just made one, actually.
You son of a bitch, what is it?
It's for the other group that we do. Let's get the website on it, honestly. I'll show it to you.
The Renscouts one?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You can say Renscouts on the radio.
No, you can't.
You can't say bomb on a plane.
You can do that. You just shouldn't.
You shouldn't say bomb on a plane. Corona's Mexican Grill.
Anywho,
you just do jingles for all the store names we see in a whole episode. It's just gonna be me singing that Corona's Mexican Grill, like little ditty for every single place.
Yeah,
you can get Kyle's CD of jingles for places.
Oh, you see we could have an album.
Oh my God,
Sitsock album.
Yeah, that would be actually kind of cool.
Yeah, we could think of that. I had just a guitar.
No, wow. I was just thinking like putting all of our Sitsocks on a CD. But
oh, okay, that's terrible.
That's that would be like, heard. And then 100 people killed themselves today listening to the Sitsock
listening
album.
To a plastic disc of topical
but
references.
But your mom
that
and your dad are fine because they like have been listening to us from the beginning.
Well, as we launch our album of topical references that are months out of date.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting for people if they ever get into Sitsock and it becomes big to like see you like, what the fuck, like. This is totally not even, like, a thing that matters anymore.
Well, you know, theoretically, these are all just the preamble, right? Before we really hit it big and hit our stride and make a badass podcast, right?
Sure.
I don't think anyone's going to go back and listen to the archives.
Man, that's how you... that's what people go back and listen to, man. We're not a society full of hipsters these days. They love the archives.
I don't think anyone's going to be like, oh, man, Sitsock's really good if you listen to their early cuts.
That's when we have our best jokes because we got old. And then we started talking about politics.
We got all mainstream... got picked up by both of our listeners.
Just the idea of you like your mom and dad offering us a recording contract.
No, I just like the what was it? I think it's an the Cyanide and Happiness. One of those is the hipster guy with the flannel and the beard.
Yeah,
he's in a working music store. And he's like, well, do you listen to any music? Oh no, man, I don't listen to any music because I only listen to really underground stuff, and if I liked them, then they'd be way too mainstream for me.
Wow. I don't even know how you'd have a conversation with that person.
You punch them in the throat to save humanity.
Their beard is protecting them.
Nope.
Oh.
It's not, actually.
They don't have a full beard. They just
even
have
if they do, they're pretty permeable. You can still throw a punch.
Permeable?
Ah! No!
I think that's a good pun. I'm going to say that one to Amy. She's going to cringe. I've been...
And then now... She doesn't listen to the podcast, does she?
No.
So, you go in, you're fine. You have, like, months before you need to pull that one out.
Yeah,
I can do it. And even then, you can do it whenever, because she doesn't listen to
it. Yeah, exactly. I have free reign here.
Okay, we're just going to go ahead and slow down and slow down and slow down without breaking. That's cool. What a fun time.
What I read the other day? Huh? Traffic wouldn't be so bad if people stopped changing lanes.
Yep.
And I didn't read it. I actually saw it on TV, so I'm a liar. But don't worry about that.
I've read that a lot over the years.
And the zipper method only works if people actually fucking zip.
Yeah.
All right? If you... Oh, my God. I just might just set myself off on a tangent about traffic.
This is going to be fun because this might be one we're actually opposed on.
Really?
Not the zipper method, but...
Changing lanes?
No, no. That's true.
That's all mine. I have currently revised my driving methods now.
To stay one lane longer?
To stay one lane longer.
I stay one lane longer unless there's some very, very compelling reason not to.
And
like,
to enforce the methodology of driving, like using all the lanes to drive in.
Yeah.
So you don't just, so I know we just said, I bite back on the fact that we just said don't change lanes, but if you are in a lane and nobody's using the right-hand lane, use the right-hand lane,
yeah,
and
you should probably move
go. Like, everybody needs to go, right? And that's when the zipper thing comes in really
yes.
big, is like, you should be letting people in every other car, in
yes.
any situation. Every other car. Pay attention to the road enough to know when every other car's happening.
Yeah.
Right? And
when,
like,
you're merging lanes.
Yeah, when you're merging, exactly. So don't change lanes often unless
yep.
there's a lane not being used. Then go ahead and use that lane, because that's...
Get the fuck over
yeah.
there.
Then use the
Shit,
zipper method when you need to turn or get back
Zip
into the
Zip a bitch
lane.
Up.
Boom. Three tips, sit stock tips on traffic help.
Yeah.
That's the way that we zipper.
Good. New rule, one song at least every
okay.
sit
sock. Is that a song or a jingle? I'm confused.
I'm comfortable calling, considering what you just did, as qualifying for the single song.
Okay, cool enough.
You're allowed to do more, obviously, but minimum one.
So, we have to curse, fuck. What was the other one we had to do? We had to be racist.
I don't think that was ever a thing.
It was. We were like almost accidentally racist every episode. You made a Jew gold joke on our last podcast.
Oh, fuck yeah, you're right. Shit.
Man, you see, I did that. I didn't say it earlier today. I
no,
said
that's right.
Last podcast, but then I
that's
just ruined it because I just said the
damn
reference.
It, Kyle. You really Jewed it up? No.
Damn it.
You Caucasianed it up. You really cocked
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, we need to do like white person racism.
I just did one.
I know. I'm more often is what I meant.
I think Caucasian and cock are a good one for that.
Caucasian?
Yeah. You really Caucasianed it up. You cocked it up.
And then we have to sing a song. So those are the three requirements.
That's good.
Don't hold us to it.
Well, no one can touch us.
Not while we're driving.
Not while we're recording.
Not while we're together. Is that, did I go
together forever.
You guys just got, oh, I was going to say you got Rickrolled, but you didn't.
You did
technically get Rickrolled.
Yeah, you did.
Does that song count as Rickrolling now?
It's a Rick Astley song. Why would it not?
I guess that's fair. Fuck now God. I'm really sad we didn't stop by Hobbytown USA, because they probably had a bunch of board games on sale
it's
there.
It's been there.
Yeah, but you never let me stop by to do stuff. You always
no.
have to get home right away.
Yes.
Gotta go buy a t-shirt. Oh my God. I
not
gotta,
a t-shirt.
I have fucking 17 suits, but I don't have one to wear to this wedding on Sunday.
Yes, I don't. I don't fit anymore.
Is Kate going with you?
Yes.
You guys are going to a wedding together?
Yes.
That's so romantic.
Isn't it?
Hashtag so romantic.
Watch other people throw their lives away. I mean, what? Anywho, so we got stickers.
We got possible pins.
Possible pins.
Shirting Kendrick.
Shirting Kendrick.
The app.
The app. The Buffalo Wild Wings app.
The cartoon.
The
cartoon.
Buffalo Wild Wings give us coupons.
The cartoon. The CD of our greatest hits. I don't remember what we said after that.
We
got five
it.
Tiers. That's actually
that's,
a good
that's
for
good,
a Kickstarter.
That's good, yeah.
Because right after we said the CD, or right before we said the CD, you went all depressing and went into like the zone of where we didn't need a Kickstarter for some reason.
Well, but I still, what are we going to do with the money? Buy a
dash cam.
Buy a recorder and a dash
soundboard
cam.
Soundboard and recorder. Soundboards would go like, boom. That was crazy, Kendrick. Woo-woo-woo-woo-woo.
Do you think that that's really going to contribute positively to...
I bet the people who are listening to this podcast will be very impressed with my sound effects. Well, and they're like, wow, you know what would be better if that was actually from a soundboard? And that's what they're going to say.
Oh my God, I don't even know what we would fucking do with
I think
that.
We're just so excited that it's Labor Day weekend that right now, in time, not in the podcast zone. That I'm just giddy to like finally be off.
No, I like that 3D weekend's nice, even though I'm busy as shit all weekend. Anyway, you shouldn't have
You're
mentioned
not
that Labor Day.
Should,
now people know what day we're recording, Kyle. You cocked it. You really cocked it up again.
You really Caucasianed it up again. What, like, what do you mean you're busy all weekend? Just
well,
don't go to the wedding.
I already.
Yeah, you know what you can do? Not
blow shit
not
off.
Go to the
I'm not gonna Joe it up, okay?
You can Joe it up. Well, he's not Joeing it up until you do it a lot. You have a threshold you have to surpass.
Anyway. So we got stickers.
Joe, give us money.
Yeah, Joe.
You fucker.
All both of your dollars.
We already went through this. We already have five things. You don't need to relist them every time.
I know, it's just funny. I'm going to start doing this for every Sim Stock from here on out, just so you know.
So we got stickers. Eventually we're going to have stickers, and you forget. That's the day you don't save
them. And we're just going to put stickers on shit. Dude, should we get a store? I mean, why not get a store, right?
We could put a store on Ethernet. Yeah. I haven't,
Do it, man.
Thought about it.
Found a place that does shirts.
I keep getting these weird post emails about, like, you know, merchandise, you should do that. And I'm like, I don't trust you. Because you're a weird commenter that says, big tits 505 in your email, and your website leads me directly to a porn site.
And, like, Armenian porn site, too, like a weirdly specific one.
So that was a racism, because I don't know why you made to mention it was Armenian.
I just found out one of our coworkers was from Armenia, that's all. I don't really want to talk about coworkers' names on here, so...
Can you give me a hint that would let me know?
He's the Armenian guy over in my department. So...
I think I actually know who that is.
Yeah. So anyway, that was my joke. It was just whatever the last ethnicity that I was said was that's what I pick.
Plus,
remember the weird, like, Muslim women want to date you ads conversation we had the other day?
No.
You don't remember that?
Uh-uh.
I was talking about what ads I always get on the Ethernet website.
Oh, for your article specifically?
Well, anytime I go to the Ethernet website, I get these weird Muslim or Chinese women want to date you ads.
Did we talk about that on Sitsak?
We did.
Okay.
Like, months ago.
That was interesting, because it's like the Gmail, AdSense or whatever.
Google AdSense is targeted ads apparently decided that I need me some Muslim women. I don't know what the fuck that means.
It means that, you know... They don't think that Kate is right for you.
I just need to maintain a shadow life as a practicing Muslim woman.
Don't say it on the freaking podcast.
And Chinese women, apparently, too.
Kate gives money.
Kate doesn't have any money.
I know. I'm just... It's the thing I'm going to start saying since you're going to start saying... So we got stickers.
You could probably just get your iPad out and get a sound pad, and it'd probably sound exactly as good.
But what if the app costs like a dollar?
Okay, so to get that dollar, we got stickers.
All right, we're getting degenerate. That's enough for today, I think, on Sit Sock.
Do you think so?
Yeah, well, I mean, we didn't introduce ourselves in the first place. This is Sit Sock.
Yeah, we did.
This is Sit Sock.
Sit Sock.
Is it? Do we introduce?
Yeah, we did.
I thought we just started winning.
We launched, and then I said this is Sit Sock while you were talking, okay. So I kind of introduced over us.
You introduced under me.
Yeah, I don't really fucking care. So, we got stickers. This is Sit Sock.
We don't have those. Don't get mad at us for not having stickers. This is Kyle Hagen.
And, I guess we're out?
Yeah, we're out.
All right.
We'll just have fun.